President-elect Donald Trump campaigned on being the only person who could defeat ISIS.
We are going to defeat the barbarians of ISIS, and we're going to defeat them fast.
That was back in July during his acceptance speech at the Republican National Convention. And since then, Donald Trump has repeated his claim to know more than U.S. generals about how to defeat ISIS. But when Donald Trump was elected president, social media sites associated with ISIS and al-Qaeda celebrated his victory. Quote, rejoice with the support from Allah and find glad tidings in the imminent demise of America at the hands of Trump, end quote. That's from one ISIS-related media outlet. Rukmini Callimachi is a correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, reporting on al-Qaeda and ISIS.
Since the election of Donald Trump, both al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have spoken about how Donald Trump essentially helps advance their vision, not because, in their view, he's any different from the Democratic candidate, but because, in their view, he is making explicit the war on Islam. So they go to lengths to explain that both Hillary Clinton and President Obama, and now Donald Trump, are in fact in a war with Islam. They don't believe that we are fighting terrorism. They believe that we are fighting their faith. And the difference they see is that Donald Trump is making that goal explicit. He's talking about it directly, and that helps them in their recruitment efforts because then they can explain to moderate Muslims around the world, see, the American administration hates Muslims.
So this charge in the campaign, such as it was, that the type of rhetoric that Donald Trump was trafficking in really seems to have currency with real terrorists, that they're getting the kind of confrontation on the world stage that they crave.
Yes, but I think we should be careful, Todd. I don't know that the terror threat would be any less if Hillary Clinton had won. This is a group for which there is no middle ground. To them, there are only two camps, the camp of ISIS and the camp of the infidel, and there's nothing in between. So even if the Democrats had won, I think that this would be a group that would still be fighting us.
Does the appointment of Michael Flynn as Donald Trump's national security advisor tell us anything more? Flynn, of course, was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency for a time in both the Bush and Obama administrations. He was pushed out. He has a decidedly hawkish view towards not only terrorists, but has been known on social media to tweet Islamophobic things. Are we informed at all by that?
There's been no comment at all on any of the ISIS channels that I follow, and I follow several dozen, regarding Mike Flynn's appointment. All we can say is based on what we know of General Flynn. So when he was inside the Obama administration, one of the narratives around him is that he was one of the few people who aggressively argued that ISIS was an imminent threat and that he felt silenced within the administration and essentially was pushed out because he did not want to toe the party line. Of course, the other argument is that he was pushed out because he was a bad manager. I don't know what the truth of it is, but we can certainly expect that Flynn will possibly have a more aggressive approach to fighting ISIS than we've seen before. Now, will that succeed or will that backfire? I think it's too early to tell.
Some months ago over the summer, ISIS's own magazine called Dabiq published an article that said, "Why We Hate You and Why We Fight You." And reason number one, in ISIS's own words, was, "We hate you first and foremost because you are disbelievers. You reject the oneness of Allah." A purely religious message, not because of politics, not because of U.S. troops in Muslim lands, not because of economics. Those things were way, way, way down the list, if on the list at all. How well do Americans understand what ISIS really wants?
I think Americans overall don't understand ISIS at all. I think that the level of understanding of this group is sadly quite low in light of the fact that we've been fighting them for more than 2 years now. As you point out, their number one objection to us is a religious objection, that we are disbelievers, we are infidels, we are not one with their faith. And I think that where I agree with General Flynn is that it is important to correctly identify the enemy and to correctly identify the enemy's ideology. Without us doing so, we kind of spin our wheels, you know, trying to find a way to defeat them.
Rukmini Callimachi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Rukmini Callimachi is correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.